Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who, like Derek X, started at the bottom. I'm Rob Cisternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast, Wednesday a night recap of Big Brother 23 and veto night. Talk about what did Frenchie do when Derek X won the daggone veto? And we'll talk about that here with our panel, talk about what's happening on the live feeds, and get ready for the first eviction night of the season coming up on Thursday. Okay, so back with us here tonight, coming off of a jam-packed week last week, it's the voice of the people, Melissa Denny. Melissa, how are you?
I'm good, yeah, and also coming off of a 3+ hour roundtable yesterday, so it was a long one, but it always is like that in the beginning, so, you know, there's always more to talk about, so I'm excited to be back today.
Okay, all right, just want to welcome in the host of the brand new Love and Hip Hop Atlanta Rehap Up. Here is the great Sasha Joseph. Sasha, how are you?
So good. Oh my God. What a season. I know I'm always complaining. So this time I just want to say thank you to this cast. They're wild, but like I needed it. So thank you.
Okay. Great to have you here. And of course, congratulations on the new podcast.
Thank you. Oh my God. I talked about Love and Hip Hop in my interview, I believe, for the class of 2020. And here we are a year later. So, wow, we made it. Everyone should check it out. It dropped today.
Yeah, check out the premiere episode with the great Bryce Isaiah over in the Rehap Ups feed for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And then back with us here on the podcast, it's the great Jacob Jones is here. Jacob, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. This season has been lit, as Big Brother Canada likes to overuse that word a ton. And, you know, we're here. We're vibing. We're about to get into this Frenchie mess.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm here for a good time, and I'm here for a long time. So let's get it.
Okay, good. Happy to have you back. How's everything going, Jacob?
I just got my wisdom teeth out, all four. I got them suckers.
Oh my God.
I know, yeah. Right? On Saturday. So I depuffed my face right before I got on. My mouth may be a little bit restricted.
How do you do
okay
that?
Because my, what do you mean?
How do you
depuff?
Yeah.
Well, I use this little roller, stick it in the freezer, but I also have these little cold patches that I stick in the freezer and I just like, you know, surround my face. But Fenty, you know, Fenty, Rihanna, the singer, beauty products, I use hers and she has this little thing. You just roll it under your eyes and under your, you know, bag. So like depuff. My face was very chubby, you know, a while ago, but now it's very.
Looks great.
I tried to suck it in a little bit.
Looks We're great. Good. Okay. All right. Happy to have you here with us, whether you're listening live or listening to the podcast version. We got something fun here for you live. We've been doing polls for the Rob is a Podcast listeners on our Instagram account. That's RHAP Grams on Instagram. We got a poll up tonight. We want to know what you think. We want to know for the listeners, could you survive another Frenchie HOH? Let us know. Some people like the mess. Some people like, nope, we did it this week. Can't do it again. Let us know. We'll tell you later on in the show. Of course, tomorrow night we'll be live after the first eviction of Big Brother 23. Is it going to be Travis or will it be Alyssa who goes home? Plus, maybe we'll get a new HOH, perhaps. We'll find out on Thursday night as week two of Big Brother kicks off. Can you believe it's only been 1 week, Sasha?
I think it's been decades, so I don't know what like reality y'all are in, but for me, Big Brother has been on for decades because this is wild. What is Frenchie doing? Like, honestly, Frenchie needs a walk. Like, I think they should break the rules and allow him to leave the house and go on a walk.
Mm-hmm. You think that would help?
I believe that would help. Maybe someone can like shock him a little. I don't know. Something needs to happen because my man is losing it.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, you know, you keep such a close eye on the live feeds that, I mean, how off is like what we're seeing on the show versus like what Frenchie has done to this point? Like, I know we can't get everything in there, but is it a completely different story?
I think it's a very simplified version. I think there's a lot more like back and forth around, you know, it's like we don't know exactly what's going to happen. And the way that it's played out on the show is, number one, like a little bit out of timeline. Like, it's not exactly following the correct timeline in terms of like how he was saying he confronted Derek X about being in an alliance, but that happened like prior to the veto or prior to nomination. So it was like things are kind of mixed around and it's created this sort of simplified version, but I understand why they're doing it that way, because if they tried to show exactly Frenchie's progress from day one of HOH to now, like the audience would be so confused. Mm-hmm. So I understand why they're trying to simplify it, because like it's just so convoluted and crazy and you can't really make sense out of it logically. But it is kind of strange to see it shown mm-hmm. in a logical way, because you're like, but it wasn't logical. Like none of this was logical. Mm-hmm. So like to see it portrayed as like, oh, this is the logic behind right. it. It's kind of, it does seem a little false to me, just because I didn't get any of that logic while I was watching. So, but yeah, overall I would say like generally accurate, but I think kind to Frenchie.
Yeah, I think it's important to note for those of you who are just watching the TV show and then listening to the podcast, yeah, Frenchie's getting a much better edit on the TV yeah. show. Like that might, you're not ready for that.
Yeah, it all seems to make sense, mm-hmm. and he's just this like nice old country boy, and it's just, you know, he's just doing his best out there, but really like that's not exactly yeah. what we're getting.
Well,
on the
he's
live feed.
Unhinged on the show, so just imagine like this, and this yeah. is like the good version
and that's
of
kind,
it.
Kind, yeah, and that's a mm-hmm. kind of it.
Yeah. Okay. So. All right, Frenchie's nominations kicked off the episode, and there was a lot of fallout. This was all the stuff that was happening on Friday night, and Alyssa just did not understand why she ended up on the block. And turns out that, you know, can't be the right-hand woman of a potential showmance, Sasha.
What was that? First of all, how dare you, Frenchie, come like such a spineless jellyfish? Because he's literally here just saying like, oh, you both are good looking, so it must happen. And on the feeds, he's also calling her Annalise, which I don't appreciate. Mm-hmm. So, well, comparing her, like he's not saying her the wrong name, but he's really saying that, oh, she reminds me of that. First of all, Whitney is the one that really wants to, you know, get into showmances on the low, maybe not. It's fine. But Alyssa is like actually trying. And just because she's a good looking person and Christian is a good looking person, like doesn't equal they're together. Like Frenchie is very much putting his own, like, what would I do if I were young, single and hot, like onto other people. And I don't appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, let's see. This was Christian after that he was talking with Frenchie about what the nominations were.
The whole thing with me and us is strictly because of our appearance. I mean, do somewhat like look like we'd be good together, right?
Yeah. Just because we look good and like we would be a good couple doesn't mean we are one.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. You know what I mean? Good people get linked with good people. You know what I mean? I sometimes get linked with Beyonce. I'm like, no, she's married to Jay-Z. And so, like, I can't, you know, really go there. But, you know, it's a common thing, especially in the brother house.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's true just because it looks like it would work. No.
Mm-hmm. On the same level, you know?
I also love that Christian like caught it and then was like, I'm so sorry to Alyssa. Mm-hmm. To me, that was even better than like what foolishness he just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ultimately, Frenchie does admit that he blew it. He realizes
I might have made a mistake with these nominations.
Yeah. No, I think that's plausible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the very second that he made his nominees, the seconds before he made his nominees, it was turmoil. The second after he made his nominees, it was turmoil. I'm like, the second that, I mean, I'm just mad I didn't catch it sooner when he first went into the HOH room. I should have known it was going to be chaotic energy. But at that moment, we should have saw a storm brewing. And so many things tumbling. And then now Frenchie finally decides, oh, wow, probably, the deck of cards that I've had. Aren't really stacked like I thought it was going to be. No, Frenchie, it happened like that a while ago. You just kind of laid on the bus.
Yeah. We'll get back to Frenchie on the warpath. The other person nominated, Kylan. And Kylan was, you know, overwhelmed, very upset. He was comforted by a number of the house guests. Ultimately, this is going to lead into a segment where, for the first time in this episode, this is a little bit later on, we hear about our first alliance here in Big Brother 23 that really, to speak of, the cookout is formed, and we are going to see Kylan brought into it later on, but a little bit later in the episode, we get the formation of the cookout, but it seems like that everybody from the cookout is going to be comforting Kylan.
I'd love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially he was like crying. I didn't expect Kylan to be like that emotional about it. But Frenchie did promise, like, you know, did say like, hey, you're good. And he completely was blindsided. I was blindsided when the feeds came back on and I found out
everybody
who the nominees were.
Yeah.
Yes. And so imagine, you know, you get into this game, you get into the first week, the HOA is like, oh, you're good. And then you wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You end up on the block. Trust me, it'll be more than tears running out. It'll be foaming at the mouth for me. You know, I'll be going up to Frenchie with my pinky like this and my chest pusted out, being like, hey, homeboy, this is what we aren't going to do. But he took a different approach, and I really liked the more emotional approach. And I liked the, as we know now, the cookout comforting him through it all. So I just really liked that entire scene.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about the cookout while we're here. So we have the cookout. We see Derek F., Xavier, Tiffany, Asa, Kylan ultimately gets brought in a later segment. We didn't really see too much about this. I know this has been going on the live feeds for the last couple of days. But was there more to the formation of the cookout than just this one conversation?
They've had, you know, conversations together. But, you know, they're an alliance, I think, that, well, my thought is that they just don't meet that often. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of wish they would meet more often so it seemed like more legit. But they really don't meet all that often. They meet as individuals,
yeah,
and they'll refer to the cookout, but they never really have like big group meetings or anything, which I guess makes sense as long as everybody in the alliance is all on the same page and is all like, no, we're loyal, we're good. I'm a little concerned because I do feel like people might have loyalties outside of the cookout, and it kind of seems like the cookout is not as 100% solid as we all initially thought. So, you know, we'll just have to see what actually happens. But I would say that, you know, it's wishful thinking to think that these guys are all going to stick together to the end, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I want to say they're going with the approach of, I don't know the exact saying, but it's kind of the saying, what is known or what is understood doesn't need to be said.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're going with that approach. And that's, and I understand it, but you also need kind of check-ins with your people just to make sure, hey, we're all on the same page with this alliance going forward. And I feel like that's missing. But do you guys know why the cookout is called the cookout?
Yes, but why don't you explain to the audience?
Yes, I'll explain. I'll just create a picture, a cultural background for it. So, within the Black community, cookouts are like places that like you just join with your people, just like dance, music, family reunions. You know, your cousin, you know, may come up, your aunt may come up. You sit on the couch with your grandma right there. You know, playing spades, doing karaoke. You know, doing the electric slide, doing all that barbecue, drinks flowing. Every energy is just immaculate. And so that is, in essence, what the cookout is. And it's basically a comfort level that they have as by POCs, as Black people, just to come together and just to have that unity and that comfortability in the house. And I think it's lit. I think it's dope. I love every minute of it. And I agree with Melissa. I just have to say it. But I think other people do have other people's minds aren't as concrete with the cookout as I would like to see. But, you know, that's the name of the game when you play Big Brother. But, yeah, that's a little, you know, what is it called? Background knowledge or not behind the scenes, whatever it's called, contacts.
You got it.
Yes.
You nailed it. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, you know, will this function as an alliance, or is it more of just like an understanding? I feel like that in the history of reality television, like, it's rather unprecedented to see people of like the same background to like, in such a big number, want work together and like have a common goal. And I feel like that the closest that we've seen, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like in Survivor Fiji, that Earl and there were five African American players in that season that they brought in, you know, coming up of Cook Islands, that they had a very diverse casting group left over from Cook Islands, and they did the same sort of thing with Survivor Fiji. And you know, Anthony Robinson and Earl have talked about how that there was an alliance among the black players in that season, and they said, okay, like, hey, this is the five now. Different members got picked off along the way. They never had to turn on each other, but you had in that season an all-black final three in Survivor Fiji. It'll be interesting to watch as we go along here what happens with the cookout.
I'm definitely intrigued. My eyes are open and ears. So
yeah,
and I my fingers are crossed and wishing for the best. But everyone has their own goals with forming an alliance like this and going to the end of the game. You know, different things change, different relationships change, and so I'm just like optimistic that we can get this in Big Brother. When I feel like it's just like with the new diversity casting that we have and just the new initiative that CBS is taking, I just feel like it'll be something so beautiful. But yeah, fingers crossed.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on what's going on with the cookout all season long. Got a scene also with Sarah Beth talking about how that she talked about what it's like to be bisexual, and it was, you know, a touching scene. Felt like that we did not need to get Frenchie like reading the eye chart at the beginning to get into that. Like, L, is that a G? B. Yeah, like, yeah, okay, Frenchie.
Why would they let him ruin that moment, right? Like, they're trying so hard. They're like, what has Frenchie done that's good? Great. Let's add that in. He's putting L question mark, B question mark. Sounds good. Let's add it in. How do we make him a hero? Because why did you bastardize poor Sarah Beth's moment? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It took me out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I really, once I heard like that, that's where we started. I'm like, oh my God, I'm bracing myself. Thankfully, like, it turned out to be like a nice moment for Sarah Beth. And just not really part of the overall story. Really nothing else with Sarah Beth, but just like a little bit more background on Sarah Beth's story in this season.
I love these moments in Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Frenchie is back. He needs a new target. He's looking around. Did anybody know that Frenchie is a former military?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I think he put it in his intro package. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we've been known Frenchie, like, enough.
Yes. And even if you think he doesn't hear things, he does.
Okay, and I also feel like this whole segment was, like, I think made him look too good, that, like, oh, man, he's catching them saying stuff. Like, Tiffany totally caught him listening at the door. It wasn't that she was just like, oh, whoops. Like, she saw, they were like, hey, I think someone's out there. As they were talking, it wasn't that they were just loudly, you know, keeping on going. She looked underneath the door. She could see him sitting there. Everyone had already been talking about how Frenchie just keeps listening in at doors. And then she sees foot, like, you know, shadow outside the door. So she gets up to go immediately catch him. It wasn't that she was just leaving and then, oh, no, she saw him and they were caught. Oh, no, it's terrible. Frenchie's so good, which is the way it makes it look when the edit is like that. And that was not the case at all. He was not being smooth. He was not being sneaky. He was just listening in at everybody's doors and everyone was talking about it.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't show him like fumble. He went in. He was like, oh, then went out. Then
he went
in
to pretend like he was going in there and was like, "Oh, I was just gonna. Oh, I'm just gonna close this.
And on top of that, why aren't you showing how he's following Derek's ex into bed when this man is trying to go to sleep, being like, "Let's talk about the veto," right? So I agree with you, Melissa. I was very frustrated because to me, it also almost like dumbed down Tiffany's game because she was like, I need to look at the door. I need to be looking at shadows. Mm-hmm. Like she said that. And then immediately, and she played it off so cool how she opened the door. Well.
And then like, I'm just going out this way.
Oh, and then she starts looking in the wardrobe.
In her dresser area,
Yes.
And I think like we've seen Tiffany, for like the live feeders, we've seen Tiffany kind of talk about this kind of strategy when someone comes into a room, she already has something on go to say.
Yes.
I remember her and Derek X were in the storage room and she had a banana peel in one hand and another banana in the other hand. And she told Derek X to hold the trash can up, you know, just keep it up. And so she can just toss it in when someone comes in. And so her mind goes that way. And so when Frenchie was just there, mm-hmm. I don't even know if he could hear anything from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she
couldn't even play it off. Yeah, it's like he couldn't even play it off as like, oh, I actually was gonna go like see if my jacket's in here, or oh, I'm looking for so and so. Like he just walks in and then just like walks back out, and then just like kind of walks back in again, and then decides to walk out. It's like, what is going on here? Like, at least have a cover story.
Yeah, and he used his prime because I wrote it down. He said prime military, and he used that as a way. Like, oh, this is like, I've learned all these different skills. Well, I'm pretty sure like being, you know, being sly, being like sneaky, being covert is a skill that you would be taught with prime military. And Frenchie, I'm looking at, where are those things with you? Where are those learned skills when you're going up to doors? You don't even check to see if your shadow is visible to the other people. Like, come on, Frenchie, and go into a room and at least act like you want to join in on the conversation. Like Melissa said, go in and see a jacket, go in for something. Don't just go in and come right back out saying like, oh, no, I need a plan, Frenchie, and you aren't giving me a plan.
Yeah.
And that is where my tangent is going. But yes.
Yeah. Andy Herring said on Twitter recently that he would purposely hide an article of clothing in every single room, so he would always have a reason to go in there.
I would absolutely do that.
Now,
that's smart.
Let me just ask about this though. Did Frenchie actually overhear this? Like, did they just have a shot of Frenchie at the door, and then also footage of Derek X and Travis like joking about what a bad week Frenchie is having, and then put those two things together? Like, was this happening in the real time?
That was happening, but he didn't. They weren't saying anything at that particular time that he was listening about that them joining or creating an alliance. There was a conversation in those same beds previously about forming like the firefighters alliance, but Tiffany wasn't there at the time. So this was a different conversation.
Okay.
So yes, he did hear them talking and he saw them, you know, interacting. And so I guess he like put two and two together and was like, oh, I guess they might be working together, but Derek and Travis had been hanging out for a while, and Kylan, those guys just connected and they'd been hanging out for a while. So it wasn't necessarily that he knew for a fact they were in an alliance. He just was like, okay, you guys are friends, and now I'm gonna make something up and pretend like I heard you say this. And then of course Derek X doesn't know the game, so he immediately confesses to nothing. He like reveals something when Frenchie gives him nothing. Frenchie's like, I heard you talking, and he's like, oh yeah, about the alliance. Yeah, sorry about that. It's like, wait, okay. Yeah. I guess you were trying to form an alliance. And so he absolutely outed himself for no reason. It was just a bad move, but he just doesn't know any better. He's just a new player. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate that was, you know, determined to be his downfall in the game, according to Frenchie and Brent.
Frenchie said he fell right into my trap.
Like,
and he kind of did. Like, it's annoying, but like, he kind of did. And, you know, I will say though, like, and speaking of like just the edit kind of just like missing the mark, I thought that they would absolutely cover the like crazy antics of Frenchie like the night before they were going to use the veto, where it was like he just like was calling people into meetings until like 4 a.m. or
Sunday
even later
night.
Than that. It was just everybody was coming in, everyone's going out, and then he was getting like mad at Kylan, and then like he was getting mad at Xavier and being like, is that a threat? Like that whole thing, like where he just kind of spiraled out of control, like that wasn't shown at all. And I was very surprised, because I honestly thought it would have made like interesting television and kind of like an interesting story. I guess they really didn't have a lot of time for that. And instead they chose to, you know, put all that time onto us watching people arrange fruit on a board. So like super fun, but like, it's just shocking to me that they didn't use that like golden material that they could have had, especially, you know, Frenchie going into the room and like whispering to Derek X and to like use the veto or whatever. It was just like this whole thing that happened all in one night. Yeah. And I'm surprised they didn't go with that footage. So,
yeah, I don't know if that's like a turnaround time thing where, I mean, that stuff is happening in the real time on Monday morning. And I know they get the veto ceremony into the show, but I don't know how much of the show is locked at that point where like if they have like to add like a major like big segment like that, how hard it is to get that into the episode.
I just feel like they spend so much time on us watching these people struggle to figure out a puzzle. And it's like, I just don't care. It's like, they could have cut that down to like a 5-minute segment, like maybe less, 3 minutes, and just like had it be like, okay, everyone, this is the game. Okay. You're not figuring out. You figure it out and you win. It's like, instead it was like, you don't figure it out. Now we go back to this person still not able to figure it out. Now we do a funny segment about Travis being dumb or whatever. And now we do look at Derek and he's kind of figuring it out. Now we do Alyssa and she can't figure it out. Then it's like back and forth. It's like, I've seen enough fruit. I don't need your jokes about like how you don't know what a cocktail is. I don't need your jokes about like, oh, I'll be drinking a lot of these after this. It's like, it's just
Alyssa,
so dumb.
Alyssa, come on. Don't you know?
I was a college student pretty recently, and you can't get it banging without the cocktails.
Yeah.
Just, Rizzo,
what does that even mean?
You can't get it banging.
Maybe I'm a millennial and not a Gen Z, but like, can't get it banging. That sounds a mess. Like, don't say that ever again, Travis. Yeah. Like, ever in life.
Well, in fairness, did you catch it? The name of the challenge tonight?
So who's ready to play Massive Cocktails?
Is that a pun?
I don't love that. I did not even hear that. And I'm sad that you've made me listen to that. Because that Massive Cocktail? That's horrific.
I love it.
Well, I know you
love the only one?
Yeah.
I mean, I am a Gen Zer, by the way. I am a Gen Zer. I know I hate it. But Massive Cocktail, banging cocktail, bro, whatever.
Oh my God.
I mean, not Zach.
Yeah, you
Travis
can't
here.
Even remember. See, that's
banging
yeah.
with, the,
is
banging
not
with
good.
The cocktails. It's like, yo, I graduated 3 years ago. You know what I mean? That's what we do. You know, get the Yeti. Mm-hmm. We having fun, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I'm too old for these massive cocktails.
Oh my God. That's going to be on so out of context right there.
I'm too old for these massive cocktails.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, it's wild. That's what they got. They went with the first veto of the season. CBS yeah, signed off on this?
I'm surprised that, it got past the censors. They were like, green light. Yeah. Love it.
I wonder how it was written. Never mind.
I mean, it's like
a big D on the cast. Like, it's great.
Like, I'm missing something. Yeah, where is like the clever like turn of phrase here? I don't know. All right. But Frenchie is on the warpath. He needs somebody to go up on the block now. He has his eyes set on Derek X and. Brent here comes across very much like that he is pro Derek X, trying to prevent him from going up on the block here in the episode, and also thinks Frenchie is out of control.
Frenchie, slow your roll.
Yeah. Said all of us.
I about to say, as we all think. And I think, I saw them interact early on, Brent and Derek X. Not so much now, but I mean, honestly, save as many of your team members as you can because it's kind of like a quote unquote built in alliance. Even if it's not said, I feel like they still have some type of, you know, you earn safety if one of them is HOH. And so I feel like that's the only reason that I don't think it's like deep bond that, oh my goodness, I don't want my homeboy to be on the block. You know what I mean? We banging bros. And so I don't think Travis said that, but whatever.
He said get it banging. Yeah.
Yeah, no. get it banging. I don't think it's any deep down like, oh, I'm really looking out for my boy in that sense.
Well, mm-hmm. this man also, well, I guess at that point, but they didn't know, but was about to win a veto. So what a like clutch move to say, you know, like to have now a quote unquote comp beast on your team as well. But I agree. I'm also really frustrated that the only Asian man is an easy scapegoat now. Like, what is going on? Like, yeah. Frenchie, you know, I'm a card-carrying member of the NAACP. A woman's not going home. Meh, 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 meh. And then I'm going to nominate all these people. And then, oh, Derek X will obviously be the backdoor target. Mm-hmm. Like, what is wrong with him?
Yeah, I remember when in Frenchie's confessional, and I think he was telling Brent, he was like, oh, I gave my word to, because it was when he was deciding between, before POV, when he was deciding between Derek X and Travis, he was like, I really hope I can put up Derek X because I gave my word to Travis. And I really don't want to break my word. You gave your word to Kylan. You gave your word to, sweet woman. What's her name? Alyssa. You gave your word to Alyssa. But Travis is where we draw the line. Okay, Travis is where we draw the line. No, I need you to.
I wonder why.
He gave his word to everybody, too. Literally. That's the thing, is he was giving his word to everybody. He was making alliances with everybody. And then even when he'd, like, it was very weird. I think he just, like, wanted to, like, flaunt that he had power. Because what would happen is he'd have a few people in a room and he'd be like, okay, we should form an alliance. Like, let's do it. Just us. Like, let's do it. Which, like, makes sense. Okay, cool. That's great. But then he'd be like, he'd leave the room and go to somebody else and be like, what if I told you that we have a big alliance, the big alliance is forming. It's like, well, is a big alliance forming? No. What if I told you that though? Like, but if I told you a big alliance is forming, would you be in? They're like, am I forming a big alliance? Like, no. Would you be in if I invited you to a big alliance? It's like,
literally play by play.
Do that to many people. And it's like, you can't just go out. If you form a group with like a group of people, you can't just then go out to a bunch of other people, let them know that you're forming a group. Mm-hmm. pre-invite them, and before they actually get invited to the group, they're just pre-invited, and then they eventually can get invited. But it's like,
you got to build up the hype, Melissa. You got to make FOMO. that's how you get like Clubhouse going.
Need to be doing in Big Brother, because then everyone knows you that you're in some big alliance, but you didn't get the official invite. You just have been told that there is one out there. It's like, mm-hmm. it just doesn't make any sense.
You're the pre-approved.
Just not there.
You're pre-approved.
That's really what it is. He just wants people to like understand that he could bring them in if he wanted to. Mm-hmm.
But well, not just, you know, that. He won that. And he's also dragging other people for making alliances without him. And he's like, on my HOH. So, like, this is the new rock star's, you know, daughter's birthday. Not on my HOH. Yeah. Like, how dare you? You drank water? Not on my HOH.
I got so
right?
I got and so he tells the people who are forming alliances, he tells them they're playing way too hard, too fast. They should not be doing that. This is Big Brother. You do not build an alliance.
Look in the mirror, friend.
Big Brother. It's like, you are playing too hard, too fast. Like, you are the one, and it's like beyond ridiculous that he's telling people like Derek X, who's done nothing, that he's playing too hard.
Threw
too
his
fast.
Name around during his HOH. That was dangerous.
Yeah. Well, this whole thing, everyone's gonna. First of all, he didn't even throw his name around. Really, he just was saying he's messy. And
yeah, he actually, Derek X had a great line in that conversation, because they're talking about how, like, they were like, hey, Frenchie is playing with fire. And Derek X said, yeah, he's going to burn the entire house down.
It's true. They were literally, they were saying he's running around setting a bunch of fires and then being like, we have to put out these fires. And like, that is so true. They were so right. And it just sucks that Derek X just didn't know the game. And so he was just like,
for people listening, you need to watch this, because Rob just became a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, put out those French fires. All right. So, all right. We got to our veto draw, and we got to our Frenchie is going to pull Tiffany. Kylan gets House Guest Choice. He picks Travis, and Alyssa picks Derek X. And Frenchie, once again, worst case scenario.
He's with his restroom throwing the towels. Like, and I loved how they panned to his face. It probably was the same clip. Anytime that like Derek X got picked or Travis, he was just like. And anytime Frankie is in anguish and upset or bitter or nervous or anything, I'm happy. And so I love the eye rolls. I love the frustration towel thrown. Give it to me. Give me more of that, please. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, he gets so defeated so easily. I'm like, oh worst case scenario. Oh, my God. Yeah. So
all his confessionals were also like, so meh, this is what's going on. Like, I was like, stop, you're HOH, you're safe. Like, calm down. Yeah. And you still get to decide who goes home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Melissa does not want to talk about massive cocktails. I will say that we had some great gameplay from Derek X, who was the one person who figured out, like, okay, I'm going to work on the bottom of this puzzle, and then I'll get this all straight out, and then I'll cheat off everybody off the top.
That's brilliant.
That's the way to go. Like, that's the, and I thought Travis was going to pull this trick up because Travis just freshly graduated. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about Travis, but the way I got the undergrad, and probably not y'all, but I cheated my way through undergrad. You know the saying, like, it's better to cheat than repeat? And I absolutely, on all my tests and exams, going to my neighbor, looking over, you know, and I failed a couple of courses being the modest, you know, I'm not going to cheat, yay. And then I went back to the course, I cheated, and then I passed with flying colors. And so when Derek X did that, I was like, yes, he's taking a play out of the college handbook, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Travis was too busy banging them drinks to like cheat or worry about any of it.
He's a frat daddy.
Yeah.
He is. That he is.
Can't get it banging without the cocktails.
I also want to say, like, people were really dragging, me included, Derek X game. And I want to say, like, thank God he did this, because at least now he has something good that he did. Some play where we're like, wow, he's a genius. He's so smart, because he's struggling in the house. So, you know, thank God he pulled this out.
He's made some bad decisions this week, but I will say that, you know, he's learning, and he's, you know, it's hard when, you know, you're in the house with a lot of people who know the game, and then you make one error and people can rag on you for that. Although I will say he's made a little bit more than one error since then, considering that he used the veto and his best friend got put up on the block, and he knew that was coming. This wasn't a surprise. So he knew that if he used the veto on Kai, Travis was going to be put on the block. And this was just a bad move. He should not have done that. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And Travis was like the one guy, but yeah. But I feel like once he won, like in the competition, once he was doing that, it did open my eyes. Like, okay, he's definitely savvy in these competitions. I'm hopefully that will emulate itself into the house with the dynamics of the groups, with the players and things such like that.
Yeah.
I love his strategy in X, Y, and Z. And I also think once he won that power, it definitely like revived him, and he got to move his weight a little bit thicker and badder in the house, which I really love. We love, you know, a thick person, you know, moving their weight around.
I think
what happened?
Prior to him winning veto, it was a lot of him groveling at Brent and Frenchie's feet, which like he kind of felt like he had to do because, like, you know, he was going to be the nominee. But, you know, after he won the veto, you know, he still kind of played that in that way, like, oh, I want to work with you guys, I want to do this and that. But it's not as much of like, oh, I'm such a bad player, I'm so sorry, please forgive me for my betrayal. You know, it's like, it's not that anymore. It's more like he's trying to figure out a way to help Travis stay. And he is, you know, he's kind of coming around to the idea that, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have used the veto. Like, maybe that was a mistake. Yeah. Especially considering that everybody was saying, oh, if Kai stays on the block, Kai is safe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, well, then why does it matter if you take him down or not? Travis goes on the block, he's not safe. So you probably should have left Kai up there if you were, like, trying to calculate the risk.
Yeah.
But he's not calculating, unfortunately.
But wait, with that, do you think, because I agree with you, like Travis was like his one ally at that point in the game. Like, why would you risk that with people who are like, just want to say yes to you just for the sake of like, okay, you won this power. I'm just going to say yes. You're in the house. You come to me with the Lions. Okay, I'm going to take you. But I thought, not saying him using the veto was the best thing that he could have done, but I also thought that won him favor with the other players where he could get in a little bit differently, a little bit easier than if he didn't use the veto.
I think he thought that, but I don't know that that's true.
Yeah, I think he thought that. No, they're not going to. No. I mean, I don't think Frenchie or Brent have any intention of working with Derek X in the long run, unfortunately. But, you know, I think he should have just stuck with his ally and found some other way. He could probably even use the veto still, as long as he could convince Frenchie to put someone else up. I think there should have been some sort of conversation of him and Travis being like, here's this person. This is why they're a target. Like, this is why they're important to get out. Like, we think you should put this person up and try and kind of strike some sort of deal with him if Frenchie really did want him to use the veto, and then get him to say he won't put up Travis. Like, there's got to be some way around it. Instead, they were just like, we'll do whatever you want.
We'll do whatever.
It doesn't matter.
You want, yeah.
Whatever.
You know, I feel like that it would be great for Derek X if he could have Travis in the game. But honestly, like, Travis is just like a dud. He's a zero. Like, I think we were like, oh, wait, hold on. Is Travis going to be like a toxic person? And I was like, no, he's just does he even want to be there? So I think that for Derek X,
he's a dumb guy.
Okay,
fine.
I'm sure he's a great guy. He's gonna get it banging.
Hints of strategy. Like, I see potential in him. I think if he can, I think he doesn't know the game, and I think if he could stay there longer, I think he has a chance to really figure it out and do well. But I think if he just gets kicked out now, then, like,
fine.
You know, whatever.
But,
like, who knows?
Go, you know, learn the game on somebody else's time. Okay, we have Derek X here, who we're worried about, and then I feel like that somebody like could pick like Derek X up like off the ground, and like I think that there's more hope for him minus Travis, as somebody sees him as, okay, let me bring him into the fold, and then okay, maybe like, if he can somehow like survive the next couple of weeks, like I think that there's hope for him moving forward, like as people like look at him as sort of like somebody to pick up, where Travis sticking around like, oh, are they, these two are there, that's a pair, that's a those are their threats, so maybe there, that, you know, there's more of a target on him if Travis is around.
I agree with you on that too, and I think people have already started to, specifically Tiffany has already started to, and I feel like she's done an amazing job at seeing where he's at,
the grill master,
and the grill. You know what I mean?
It's like Benihana.
I feel like we at any place that got a grill, but any, like, even I remember conversations on Feeds where she's like, oh yeah, why are they going after Derek X? He has no one to work with. Like, let's take him in. Like, things like that. I like how her mind works with that, and I completely agree with you, Rob. Like, I think people have sought the value in him being a loner at this point and being like, all right, just come with us, baby. We got you.
Yeah.
And I think it's also, you know, something to say where, because it's such a diverse cast, like, there isn't really like anyone, like, he's one of one currently on the cast versus, right, other people have other people to kind of at least like have things in common with, or, you know, connect with, versus him. So I think that's another reason. He's not the best player. And I think on top of that, he's very much on his own. So I'm hoping that Hannah and Tiffany have really like started talking to him, and they can kind of pull him out of this mess, because it's just, it's really hard for him. And I don't know why I'm a Derek stan, because he's not a good player, but I just have to ride.
Seems
for
like
him.
A nice guy.
Yeah,
a
maybe
nice guy. But do we like nice guys?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
We like Asian men that are nice. We need some of them, okay?
Yeah. So Frenchie is not happy to see Derek X win the veto.
Now that Derek's won a daggum veto.
Yeah. How many times does Frenchie use the word daggone?
Daggone?
I've like never heard him say it on the live feed. So like, I feel like he puts on this like really like hokey persona in the DR, but like, I don't ever get that impression from him on the feeds. Maybe I just like miss it. Maybe he just turns it up a notch or something. I don't know.
Now
but
he won the daggone veto. I gotta go and talk to this daggone guy. Change up my daggone nominations.
It's all show.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah. Like when he says things like,
I came about a lightning bug's length from the butt crack of a donkey to taking that.
Like, what the heck does that even mean? What is he even talking about?
This is when they were like,
this is a string of words that are put together in an order. Like, it just, it doesn't, I don't understand.
No, this is like when they were dragging Sam, right? Like Sam was like, I'm going to curb stomp you and all that kind of stuff. When Sam was saying all of these things, this is exactly what that reminds me of.
Which Sam in BB21?
BB20.
Oh, BB20. Okay.
The robot. When she was not a robot, you know?
You know what, though? With Frenchie's sayings, I would, and I may be by my lonesome in this, I would like to hear Julie Chen Moonved, you know, when she does her ending quotes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Thursday. I would like for her to dig into Frenchie's bag and come out with a twang and say, yeah, I love when the manure is in the plant and we got to scoop the manure out and put it in the ice cream. Just something like that. Give us a little curveball. You know what I mean? I would love it.
Okay.
Manure
so
in the ice
you
cream.
Want her to do the voice or you want her to say, and remember, everyone, that live your life like you're only one lightning bug's length from the edge of a donkey's butt crack. Good night, everybody.
But I want the accent. I want everything, Rob.
Just bring in James. Like James. I forget.
James Euling?
James Euling. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, bring him in.
No, don't
him and Julie should have.
Don't bring him in.
No, I'm just
don't bring him in. Keep him out.
It's a joke, everyone. Please, no. But
it was a prank. It was a prank.
Like laugh offs or whatever, where whoever is the first to laugh loses. Julie Chen and Moonves and Frenchie need like a proverb off. And Mike, the situation off. Also,
oh my god,
he does a lot of proverbs.
Yes, he actually is really into that now as well. So it's really funny. I want like them to have a proverb off. That might be better than what Frenchie's doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you know Julie has an Instagram account for her quotes now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, am I lying? I don't think I'm lying. I think I did see that now, Rob. I'm being.
Yeah, let me see. Sam, give me a link, and we'll see if we can bring it up. It's a little bit slop adjacent, but we could do it now.
I think so.
Yeah. So, Frenchie and Derek X are gonna finally talk, and they're going to clear the air. And Frenchie doesn't want him to feel influenced, but he would like the veto used. And he tells Derek X that like people want Travis up. And if he doesn't go out this week, they're going to come for you, which is like, wait, what is that logic? What do we want? Yeah. We want Travis out this week. And if we don't get it, then it's Derek X.
Well, you're making me laugh and it hurts. I my face was exact the same way that Derek X face was. And in that moment though, Rob, when Frenchie asked Derek X, I have a big group. And you know, Frenchie on the live feeds, Frenchie said, I have a big group. You remember that group that was in here the other day? And Derek X was like, that was the entire house, wasn't it? And he was like, yeah, you see that big group I got, don't you? You would want to join us. I'm like, Frenchie, what are you doing, homeboy? I can't with you.
Yeah.
It ain't no sense.
Yeah. Derek X is easily impressed because a couple times during that conversation, Frenchie tells him something and he gives,
whoa.
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 Whoa. That's a good sound bite. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. We could have used that with the massive cocktails. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my god. The slop is gonna be rocking.
Yes. Okay. Derek X has to figure out what's best for his game. He is going to use the power of veto. Melissa, was this more because of that Derek X had already given his word to Kylan, though?
Yes, and also that Brent and Frenchie were saying you need to do this, like in order to curry favor with us. Or I guess it was more like in order to make up, like in order to atone for your sin. Which we like made up, you need to do this for us is essentially what it was. And so, you know, Derek X felt obligated to do it, number one, but also he had told Kai that he would pull him down. So he also felt doubly, incentivized to do it. And they kind of said, like, if you do this for us, we'll pull you into the group and you're going to be a part of it. And not only that, like, I think we're also missing the fact that the night before the veto ceremony, it was really crazy with Frenchie pulling everybody into the room, including the two nominees and the veto winner and the potential replacement, and like kind of strategizing with them all. Like none of it made sense. It was like, why are you strategizing with the people you're about to put on the block? Like it just, none of it made any sense. And essentially everyone knew the plan was to put Travis on the block, but everyone was like, okay, yeah, that's what we're doing, including Travis. Like there was no fight really from Travis or Derek X to be like, no, don't put me on the block. It was like, okay, well, I guess this is what we have to do. So guess it's going to happen and there's nothing we can do about it. And so let's just like talk about how we can move forward from here together as a group. It's like, what? Why? Why would you want to move forward as a group? Like you need to figure out what the heck to do. Like you need to not get on the block in the first place. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a lot of like group consensus that this was going to be the plan, even though like, I don't know why it was the group consensus and it doesn't make sense to make a group consensus with the people you're about to like turn against, but that's the way Frenchie is.
Yeah. Okay. It's time to, for the power of veto. Okay. Derek X is going to use the power of veto on Kylan. Kylan is going to come down. We know that Frenchie is, you know, such a great speech giver, great orator here in the season. He has another gem this time to put Travis on the block.
Farming's not always sunshines and rainbows. Sometimes you have to choose in a herd of cow who to colt, even if it's a stud bull. And in this situation, there's a stud bull that I just know I can't beat at the end of this game.
Yeah.
Farming's not always sunshine and rainbows. It's like, well, I definitely didn't think that. So
yeah. Everybody thinks that. So, you know what? I wish I had a nice, easy job of farming.
The easy job of farming.
Yeah. It's just sunshine and rainbows.
From 90 Day Fiancé, yes. How hard farming is.
Yes. And then sometimes you have to cull a stud bull.
Yeah. Like,
why?
I mean, I just looked at the picture of a stud bull.
Yeah, isn't the stud bull populates the cows?
I mean, I guess, look, sometimes you have to cull it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I am seeing them populating different cows.
Sometimes being from Oklahoma helps.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't get the analogy.
You can be our translator.
Is he saying that Travis is going to spread the...
No, you have to bring in the stud bull to, like, help herd the cows.
Oh, okay.
And so he's going to kill him, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying it's a good analogy. I'm just saying.
Wait, is he sending Travis out of the house to go impregnate others? Is that what's happening? Or he or if he didn't take him out, he might.
With the massive cocktail.
Melissa. Wait, what did homeboy say, Derek X?
Whoa.
With the massive cocktail. I think so. I think he's scared that Travis has the massive cocktail to impregnate the Big Brother house.
I need to
It all makes sense. It all comes together.
We thought Frenchie was tripping.
We thought it all makes sense now.
He's
the showman's killer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
So maybe he's the stud bull and he's herding them like cows.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that
maybe. Either way, Travis goes on the block.
Travis, who's next?
Nuts.
What is that?
Nuts. Honestly, that's how all the frat dudes talk at UT. That's how I literally, like, Travis. Fun fact, Travis lived in my friend's college house when he was in college.
Nuts.
And I asked him, I was like, well, what is he about? He was like, basically what you see in his interview is what he gets. So I'm like, oh, dang. So
yeah, nuts. I get that.
It's very accurate. That's him.
Yeah. I've never seen that happen before where somebody goes up on the block.
Nuts.
Nuts.
Some of my face hurts.
Oh no. Poor face.
Okay. All right. We'll take some questions from the audience, talk about some live feeds stuff as we head into tomorrow. Anything else about the episode tonight?
No, it was a Big Brother episode. Tiffany in the Diary Rooms. I love. I love. I think I like. She's giving me everything
so
that I thought
she
good. Like explaining her game well in the Diary Room, explaining her roles in the alliance well. I just like Tiffany's like. Like I'm not ready to be a stepdad at the moment, but like if I was,
you'd be her stepdad.
You're gonna
stepdad to her son.
Rob.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Rob, sorry
about that. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Tiffany's an independent woman. We just need Tiffany to be Tiffany, okay? And the grill master. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
She's so good.
All right. Look. Tiffany's got her hands full with her son. She doesn't need Jacob Jones over there.
You wouldn't be Tiffany's stepdad?
Yeah.
You don't know. Maybe Tiffany's mom just as bad. You don't know.
Yeah, I've always been down for the. But we'll, let's continue.
But yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's take some questions from the listeners. Of course, all season long, we're looking for your questions over at, we have the form at robswebsite.com/bbquestions. You can send us a question anytime, and we'll take them for the show. Here we go. But first, Instagram poll. Okay, let's check out our Instagram poll. Could you survive another Frenchie HOH? 19% said... Yes, but 81% said no way.
Whoa, exactly.
Yeah,
whoa.
I want to
sit down with the 19% to hear what's going on in their lives where they
those
want
people,
this traumatic experience.
Yeah, they're
can I say
they're masochists.
I actually think I want another Frenchie HOH if my faves are. Mm-mm. But I'm just, the only reason I don't want a Frenchie HOH is because my faves won't be safe. But if they are, I want to see this man spiral more. Like, I want to drink my wine. I want sit back, relax, let this man spiral while my faves are somehow magically safe.
It'll be very fun to watch a week of him not in power also.
Yes.
Being on the block.
Yeah.
I need him on the block because with his, friend so he can just go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Frenchie could survive another HOH. I think that he would just run himself mad. I think that he would spiral out of control. I just feel like he needs a moment to rest and not be in power because I think his head might explode for how he's gotten.
I
should have went for the 2 week safety.
Seriously.
All right, we're going to get to some of our listener questions here tonight. But first, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor. Those are our friends over at Noon Hydration. And we know that Derek X was sweating, thinking that he might be going up on the block before he won the power of veto. And when you sweat, you lose vital electrolytes and minerals that your body needs in order to keep moving and recover efficiently. Noon Sport is optimized for hydration and mineral replenishment before, during, and after a workout. Just drop a fizzy tablet into your water bottle to support your hydration anytime, anywhere. Noon Sport tablets are packed in a convenient, easy-to-grab tube so you can take your optimized electrolytes on the go. Noon Sport is made with only 1 gram of sugar and carefully sourced premium ingredients that are certified non-GMO, gluten-free, and vegan. Noon Sport is available in 13 delicious flavors, including fan favorite Cherry Limeade, which has an extra boosts of caffeine, perfect for the cherry monster cocktail veto. So to get your game-changing hydration, visit noon.life/Rob. That's noun.life/Rob and enter promo code Rob for 25% off your first order. All right, let's get to some of your questions tonight. KT, how does Frenchie try to move forward from this mess? Does anybody think they know what's next for Frenchie when he's out of power?
Girl, you better go for that wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have to say, I don't know if he's in that much danger right away. I think people are on to him, but I actually think Brent is in more danger than Frenchie. I do think that, I don't think that it's an immediate, a Devin situation from Big Brother 16 where it's okay, the next week he's going to be gone because people are all fed up with him. There are still many people that want to work with him. So I don't think he's totally burned all his bridges or anything like that. I do think Brent needs to be a little worried.
They're not targeting him.
I agree with that. I remember Tiffany and Claire listed down their like how they are perfect eviction scenarios would go. And Frenchie was on the list about like, I think right before you get to jury. So he has some life in if he can somehow turn this game around. But again, like Melissa said, like people are onto his game. The people know what's up with him and people are like, okay, I'm just going to keep kind of an arm's distance from you. So I don't know how much game he has to play with the house, but I think he could stay around and, you know, could kick his feet up for a little bit longer, but I don't know how much game he has to play.
Okay. Terrence Cat says, this week has been a blast on the feeds, but that really, the episode's not done justice. If I'm on Team Good Feeds, who should I root for the most to win HOH, and who should I root for the least? And does a specific HOH here in week two mean better feeds than most?
I don't know if it means better feeds, but I would say that I'm worried if we get a Brent HOH or a Whitney HOH, that everything will stay the same, and then people will still doubly want to work with Frenchie and Brent and those guys, and it will just kind of like create, it will solidify this giant Slaughterhouse Alliance. Like, I think that that would be the concern for me, is the balance of power tips too much in their favor and people just say, oh, well, I guess we just need to work with them, and like, let's forget all these like outside alliances. It'll end up just being like Derek X on the block, and it's just going to be like a boring situation, or like Christian on the block. It's not going to be, I'd be concerned with that. I think something that fun for fun feeds, I think it could be interesting to see what happens if Derek X wins HOH, because I have no idea which way it would go. I think both sides would try and influence him. I think Frenchie and Brent would try and influence him. And I also think Tiffany and her team would try and influence him. So I think that it would be kind of like, which way is he going to go? And it'd be pretty fun to see what direction he takes.
Yeah. I'm also intrigued to see Tiffany or Claire win, just because they've been talking about it a lot and been having these plans in motion. I would not like to see, Melissa said, like, I wouldn't like to see Brent or Whitney, but I also don't think Kylan's ready to be HOH, just because he was talking to someone about, like, who would you nominate? Someone wants to ask him, would you go for Frenchie? Who's like, oh, no, I wouldn't go for Frenchie. When I'm like, you have the perfect excuse to go for Frenchie, you know, or at least as a nominee. And so, yeah, I'm just like, I wouldn't like to see Kyle. I would just like to see Derek X or Tiffany or Claire.
Okay.
I would like to see Derek F.
That'd be fun, I think.
That's another messy. Yeah, I think he'll be really fun. And also, if Frenchie wins it again, he cannot, I know. But I'm saying that would also be hilarious. Again, I'm on Team Good Feed, so I agree.
Yeah.
With Terrence Cat.
Okay.
I would be a little concerned, though, if Derek F wins HOH, because I do think that he's really entrenched with Frenchie. And I think that he might just, it might essentially be like another Frenchie HOH, which, like, it could be interesting, but I would be worried that Derek F would not do what we would hope he would do if he was HOH at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I think Derek F winning would be entertaining, but I don't know that it would be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Presley says, it's my understanding that the cherry in the veto comp needed to roll up and off the slanted lime wedge. I did not see Derek's cherry roll off it. Anyone else? Did I misunderstand you? Melissa, is Presley thinking too much about the power of veto?
Yeah, I think this. Yeah, I'm going to be honest here. I have literally no idea what they were supposed to do or anything like that. Let it roll
off the lime wedge. Yeah, you are spending too much time worrying about the rules for a competition called Massive Cocktail. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Too much. I couldn't even tell you if that was the rule.
Yeah, and I don't know that production wants Derek X to win anyway. So, like, if anything, I don't know that it's rigging for him.
Okay. Rob's Angels. Yes. I felt like the only option everyone pushed was use the veto and put up Travis. Why didn't anyone convince Frenchie of targeting someone else other than Travis when Derek X used the veto?
You tell me. That's what I want to know. I was thinking that the whole time. Like, where is, like, that? This is not something that is already a foregone conclusion. You can clearly change Frenchie's mind at the drop of a hat. So I really think they could have put in at least a little bit of work. There was literally not an ounce of work put in to try and get Frenchie to target somebody else, and it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. And with when watching the live feeds, Frenchie was kind of going back and forth if he even wanted Kylan to be saved in the first place, going towards the latter end of the heading towards the veto ceremony. So I feel like just his uncertainty, there was definitely room, wiggle room for him to, you know, Derek X or Travis or really anybody to throw in another name, because, you know, Frenchie was kind of like, oh, maybe we should leave Kylan on the block because he is going to be kind of like making friends if we leave him in longer and stuff like that. And so it definitely could have been some wiggle, but they just really just was like, okay.
Okay. Let's do one or two more questions and we'll talk about the live feeds. Reagan, why hasn't the Slaughterhouse made it into an episode yet? Frenchie's been talking about it since day one or two. Okay. That do we want to give a definition of the Slaughterhouse?
I honestly don't even know if I could. It's basically the giant, massive Frenchie alliance. Frenchie, there's a group inside of it called the Butchers, which is like five guys. And then there's like three additional people, including like Whitney and Alyssa and somebody else on the outskirts. It's basically just like it's an eight-person alliance, but Frenchie's also told like other people about it. Yeah. So it's kind of an alliance of the whole house.
But the show doesn't believe in it. So the show's like telling you don't even worry about it. So that's all you need to know about the Slaughterhouse.
Yeah. I hope it's not a real thing, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't think it will be.
Okay. And then Army Adam says, why did Frenchie want his pawn, Kylan, taken off the block? Would it stand a reason he'd want his pawn sitting next to Travis, especially since his pawn selected Travis playing the veto? But then, yeah, but then he realized that he made a mistake by putting Alyssa on the block.
His mind flipped so many times. It was like, by the end, he was like, I want to get Alyssa off the block. I want Kylan on the block. So it was really like, you really can't put any logic on Frenchie, like, because his logic changes from one minute to the other depending on like whatever he's feeling. So it's just it doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Although, to his credit, like, by the end, he was vacillating whether or not he wanted Kai to be removed or not, or whether he wanted Kai to stay on the block. So, you know, I don't know.
Okay. All right. So we are 24 hours away from the eviction. Should we talk about the live feeds? Is there much to talk about?
Not so much, okay. But I guess, you know, there would be stuff to talk about, I guess, just like briefly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me hit the spoiler alert and let's talk some live feeds.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Okay. All right. So here we go for live feed spoilers. 24 hours to go. Melissa, then Travis is out, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Allegedly. Yeah. It could go either way. I do know that like 4-point or 3-point plan has been developed, or I guess argument that has been developed by, I think it was Tiffany and Kai and Claire.
Claire, yeah.
For Travis to use on Frenchie to try and convince Frenchie that he wants Travis to stay. So there is like basically just arguments against Alyssa, like that she has showman's potential, that Travis can act as a shield for Frenchie, and that he's more like he wants to work with him, and that, you know, to be basically to be concerned about Alyssa. And so I honestly, like, it's not a bad idea, and I do think that Frenchie could be convinced. Derek X had kind of set up with Frenchie earlier that Travis was going to come to him and talk to him and kind of laid out a little bit what the plan or what the arguments might be. And Frenchie did seem receptive. So, and I know everyone's like, why does it matter what Frenchie thinks? He's the HOH, but his power is over now. He can't vote. He can sway people. And I think a lot of people during this first week want to do what the HOH wants because they don't want to go against the HOH because it's the first week, you know, you don't want to do that. And so I do think that, like, if Frenchie decided he wanted Alyssa to go, I think that would, I think, start the dominoes and make it so that Travis stays. So I think there's a chance, and I do know that people are fighting for Travis to stay, behind the scenes. However, Travis wanted to wait until it was like the night before, to give his arguments. So like probably about now, I haven't been checking the feeds, but I do think that like that's going to start happening. And so we, by tomorrow morning, we could be like, yeah, no, Travis is staying.
So if Travis stays, it's logical to assume that the three people from his team vote to keep him, correct? And the people from and the people from Alyssa's team, which I believe is the Kings, are is it it's split by the teams? Like, who are the other people that would vote to keep Travis in the house?
So Derek F actually said he want, who is on the Jokers, not on, he's on Frenchie's team.
Yes.
Said that he wants, he like was wanting to throw a hinky vote, but then he kind of is getting talked out of it. And it's just kind of going back and forth. But I know that Derek F was kind of this like hinky vote, like conversation, or like the leader of that conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the exact numbers. I don't know which way everybody would vote, but I think that if Frenchie decided that he wanted Travis to stay, I don't know if it would end up being some sort of crazy split vote situation. I think it might end up being a situation where it's like everyone just is like, look, this is what the house is doing and I have to go along with it. And I think that I don't know if people would really like go out on a limb for Alyssa. Like possibly her teammates might just be like, well, we're going to vote for her because she's on our team. But honestly, maybe they wouldn't want a target put on their back, so they might end up flipping with the house. I think it really comes down to like what the house wants to do. And I, at this point, I do feel like the house starts with Frenchie. Because I also feel like other people like aren't going to go out on a limb for Travis. So I think that even though Tiffany and Kai and Claire and Derek X are all kind of giving Travis pointers for his argument, I don't think that if Frenchie was like, yeah, no, I'm not keeping you, sorry, I don't think that they'd be like, well, we need to rally the votes. I kind of think they'd be like, well, we tried. You know, you yeah, made a valiant effort and that's it.
They haven't gave off that energy of like, okay, we really don't care about what Frenchie says. They still take his opinion into account. And so, but I was kind of thinking when you posed that question, I was like, well, Tiffany is kind of like, you know, in the alliance of the cookout. And I know all of them aren't in the same team. So in my mind, would they all vote together? If, you know, if like Tiffany's really like rally, F Frenchie, we're going to still vote this way. So I was kind of thinking about what the alliance was still.
The chat is actually saying it looks like that they spoke to Tiffany. Sorry, Frenchie spoke to Tiffany and Tiffany allegedly agreed to throw a hinky vote for Frenchie, which again, what? Another weird thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's a fluid situation going into tomorrow, which
I really, especially because I don't think Frenchie, or I'm going to say Frenchie forever. I don't think Frenchie has a specific target in mind. Yeah. So I do think he's going to, there's a possibility to sway him in either direction. So we really don't know how it's going to end up.
Yeah. Okay. And then we're hearing that it didn't that Travis made a pitch while we were live tonight. It did not go great. So I expect Travis to go home. I think people are going to come to their senses. Like what? Like this guy's on the block. What are we doing? Keeping him around? So we'll see.
Also, right. I think Derek X might be the only like good like vote for him. But Derek X is like telling everyone. Like he's like, yep, that's who I'm going to vote for. Which again, dumb move, but here we are.
Okay. Anything else of note to talk about from the feeds heading into Thursday?
Not particularly. You know, there was some alliances formed. Who knows what exactly is legit and what's not. We have some, you know, women's alliances that are formed. I hate that it's like a women's alliance because just it, you don't say that about a men's alliance, but whatever. You know, but there are
the there's some sort of
you
like
say the bros.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the females.
Maybe we need to say the females.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
we'd call it a brigade. So maybe this will be successful and we'll call it like whatever this alliance is called.
Yeah. So we've got like the Kingslayers, formerly known as the Sirens, which I like the Sirens better, but whatever.
I like the Sirens name. Yeah.
And then we've got the Jackpot. As another alliance within like that alliance. I don't know. And then
Frenchie is part of that one, right?
No,
he's not part of the Jackpot.
Oh, no, he's French kid. Sorry. Yes.
It's Claire, Tiffany, and Sarah Beth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought
Sarah Beth.
Yes.
Sirens Kingslayers is with Brittany, Tiffany, Claire, and I think Azza.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Frenchie's Kisses,
that
lovely alliance, which is fake. That basically Frenchie formed in order to, like, essentially later on throw it in their faces that they formed a women's alliance. Like, it just, it's very convoluted, and I don't think that was a good
classic
move on
Frenchie.
His part.
Yeah.
And they're already onto his games too.
Yeah, right? And they already understand. They're like, what the heck is he doing? Whatever. So yeah, there's a few more alliances forming, but you know, we'll see what sticks. But yeah,
I thought Asa had a great line tonight. She was like, "This isn't even like the worst HOH in Big Brother. This isn't even Big Brother. This is Frenchie's Funhouse.
Frenchie's Funhouse, and we're all playing in it.
Yeah, all of us. Okay, all right. So tomorrow night, we will see what's gonna happen with all this craziness, all this mess. And you could be there with us on Thursday when Taryn is back with us, Liana and Matt Scott live after the episode. Coming up in the past, Big Brother has been on 9 p.m. Eastern. As of now, at this point in the season, Big Brother is on at 8 p.m. Eastern. So make sure that you don't pop in at 9 o'clock and miss the show. We'll be live at 9:15 Eastern to talk about the first eviction of the season. Should be a interesting one on Thursday night. Of course, if anything changes overnight, you'll hear about it when Taryn is live on Thursday morning. Mari Forth is going to join Taryn to talk about everything from today in the Big Brother house, getting you ready for eviction night on Thursday. So be on the lookout for that. That's every day at 10 a.m. Eastern at robisawebsite.com. Of course, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel to make sure that you never miss it. It's live on our twitch.tv/RHAP as well. Last night, Melissa and Amon and Taryn kicked off the Big Brother roundtable. Melissa, how's your portfolio looking for the stock watch? You feel good?
I don't know yet. I haven't submitted anything yet, but we'll see. I have some big plans this year.
Ooh.
And I won last year, so you know, I'm kind of
You won
now.
The stock watch?
I won the stock watch last year.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know.
Congratulations,
I'm really good now.
Melissa.
Congrats, Melissa.
Yeah,
can you give us some
you
financial advice?
Yes, don't do what I do.
Okay.
This was a fluke. It was really a fluke. And and honestly, here's the thing is I'm just going to keep going back to my old strategy, diversifying my portfolio. It never works for me, but somehow it came through last time. So I'm just hoping and praying that it comes through again this time.
I never did participated in doing the actual bidding for the stock watch, but I think this is the season that I want to start.
Melissa, did you win Big Brother Canada 9 or Big Brother 22?
Big Brother Canada 9.
Oh, okay. By the way,
I know.
No, well, okay. Like, just
what the heck, Rob?
I know.
Oh,
I
mean, Canada.
Yeah,
oh, Canada.
Yeah.
Big Brother season.
I want to know. I thought of something else. That was tonight's challenge. Blatantly ripped off from Big Brother Canada. Have they had this challenge before? Not with specifically with the massive cocktail, but that what didn't they do this? Wasn't this a challenge this season on Big Brother Canada 9?
You're thinking of the one that Tara won, where they had to like bounce the ball.
Yes,
it was similar, but it was about
trick shot
like, bouncing
Tara.
A ball. Yeah,
it
was similar, but it was a little different, I guess, because you know. They were massive cocktails, which is very different. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Of course, on Monday, I had a lot of fun kicking off this season of The Slop. We talk about all of the nonsense from Big Brother 23, and myself and Jenny Autumn talked about, we did a real examination of the Big Brother 23 intro. We talked about some of the wildest moments from the Big Brother live feeds, and some of the Big Brother alumni Twitter drama that is on The Slop. That's in the Patreon podcast feed. Plus, Jason Reed stopped by to share some entries from Frenchie's preseason notebook. If you want to check that out, The Slop is for the patrons of Robin's podcast. podcast and is on Mondays up in the Patreon podcast feed. Go ahead and check that out. On Friday, also, we have another Patreon podcast that I will be live with Taryn Armstrong for the BBQ a day on Friday afternoons. We will do that, and we'll try to time that right around the time the feeds are going down for nominations, where we take live calls from the patrons and answer all of your questions about Big Brother 23. Also, some other breaking news on the podcast. Let me give you a real quick breaking news intro here. How about
breaking news are happening now?
We will have Exit Press also on Friday coming up this season. So whoever is the first player voted out of the house, we will have an interview coming up on Friday all through the pre-jury phase of the game. So we'll have a live call with the first person evicted from the house on Friday. Be on the lookout for that. Last night. Boy, I had a lot of fun talking about Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. It went very late over here. Kirsten McInnes and Asia Welch joined me for a very fun look back at Survivor Millennials versus Gen X, the 12th best season of Survivor. And that was a really, really fun one if you have been following the all-time top 40 countdown. You know, I talked with Jacob Jones some time ago about another season divided by the generation gap.
Yes, you did. And that's where we got the Jacob Peas and Pools thing from.
Yep. It's been a big thing. It's huge.
But did y'all hear about Rob peeing in tubs? We don't want to talk about that, but we talk about Jacob peeing in pools. Okay.
I must have missed that podcast. Yeah,
I think you
yes. And then last week, boy, Melissa, did we have fun or what? Talking about the Joe Schmo show with Chappelle on the RJP Rewind.
So good. It was very fun.
Yes,
I haven't talked about that show in so long, and so it was so good to finally talk about it with people who have actually watched the show and actually know what I was talking about.
Yes, we found out that Melissa's parents made her watch the Joe Schmo show as an impressionable teenager.
Okay, I wouldn't say they made me watch it. We watched it together by choice as a family.
Yes, you
and we
consented
really
to watching
fun.
It. Yes.
It was great. We used to watch literally every single reality show that came out. We were obsessed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, look.
I thank them. I credit them for me watching the first season
they brought
of Big Brother
you here.
And Survivor.
And look at this. The premiere episode of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta with Sasha Joseph and the special guest, the Purple Pants badass, Bryce Isaiah.
Yes. Oh. It's dropped. Everyone, please watch it. It's amazing. You don't have to have any prior knowledge about the show. They really like pick up storylines like per season. So you'll be good. Get on the train. Get excited.
Yes. Also, congratulations to Bryce Isaiah for his 100th episode of the Purple Pants podcast this week. So congratulations to Bryce. A big week. Of course, any podcast with Bryce, you can just jump right in and check it out. So congratulations, Sasha, for kicking off a brand new podcast here on RHAP, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. How has the new season been?
So good. Obviously, we're missing a few of our faves. I think they have like finally Jacob knows because we talked about it on Instagram. But Jocelyn Hernandez, the Puerto Rican princess, isn't there. Unfortunately,
where is she?
She's on
her
Zeus,
own
show,
on Jocelyn Cabaret.
Yeah, she did go back to the strip club, but this time only to do a show. Sorry, let me stop. But no, really. But it's still really good. We have a few newcomers. We still have our cheaters. They're still on. Mm-hmm. So Scrappy's on, and that's all I care about. Let's be honest.
Okay. Check that out on the Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed. And then, of course, I told you about the slop. Told you about the BB Q&A. Also, we got the Patron 5 for 5 coming back. And this summer, the first lady of podcasting, Nicole Cesarino, says she promises to watch Big Brother all summer long to talk about it on the Patreon 5 for 5. So be on the lookout for that. Plus, on Thursday, I'm also going to do the Millennials versus Gen X feedback show for the patrons. So it's a jam-packed patron podcast feed, plus our patron Facebook groups, our patron Discord, and more, all when you become a part of our patron community at robiswebsite.com/patron. Of course, check out everything our sponsors have for you anytime when you go to robiswebsite.com/offers. And of course, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and check us out on social media at Rob is a Podcast on Twitter and at RHAP Grams on Insta. Okay? How about that? All right. So, Sasha, a big week for you on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm just, again, thank you so much for letting me do this, especially Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Thank
what
you.
What a fun time. I really hope people watch it.
Yes. Okay. Anything else coming up?
Yeah, I'll be on Silent Podcast, which is another piece where we do Survivor South Africa. So if you want more Survivor South Africa after you listen to Mike and Shannon, come on over. It's on YouTube and Twitter. You'll find me funsize_04.
Okay. All right. Great job tonight, Sasha. Jacob,
you.
What's next for you?
My mouth healing, putting some ice and some, you know, some medication in my body. But I'm going to be on with Daddy Taryn in a couple mornings, I think. Daddy Taryn. In a couple
Step
mornings.
Daddy Taryn?
Step Daddy Taryn.
Wait, what's Taryn's cat's name? That's who Step Daddy you are.
Kalis.
Yes.
So that's who Step Daddy.
That's who Step. I'm somebody's stepdaddy or daddy. You can just find me on Twitter at JacobJ_Jones to talk about anything Big Brother. I just like to have my theme to different reality shows. So just pop on over.
Okay. All right. Jacob, always a treat to have you with us.
Same to you, Rob. I get butterflies every time I hear I'm about to be on with Rob. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yes. All right. Well, we'll do it plenty more this summer. And then it's Melissa, 3 A's. Yes. Yes.
Yep. On all social media, it's Melissa with 3 A's.
Yes. Okay.
And I will just be talking Big Brother.
All right. All right. Looking forward to it. Should be an interesting night into tomorrow for the Big Brother season. Thank you so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know it's easy bundling with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.